Should artists make more money for their work? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Amy Whitaker, assistant professor of visual arts administration at New York University, describes a way artists can keep paychecks coming after their artwork has already been sold.
When an artwork is sold for the first time, typically the artist and dealer split the proceeds 50-50. For many artists, this is the only time they are paid, even if that artwork is resold at auction years later, for many times more. I started looking at what would happen if artists retained equity in their artworks when they were first sold. For example, for a $100 artwork, instead of taking $50, the artist would take $40 and retain a 10% equity stake. To look at this question empirically, I found original sales data in the Archives of American Art and collaborated with Roman Kreuzel to compare those records to public auction results. What we found was that if the American artists Jasper Johns and Robert Rauschenberg had retained a 10% equity stake in a set of 19 works they sold through the Leo Castelli Gallery from 1958 to 1963, that portfolio of retained equity shares would have outperformed the U.S. S&P 500 by between 2 and 986 times, or an implied annual return of 20 to 40% each year from 1958 to 2005. Rauschenberg and Johns' success is not typical of all artists, but fundamentally they took risk to create things of value. Their story shows why structural intervention in markets for creative work deserves serious consideration. A system of fractional equity could generalize far beyond the arts to the ways we compensate early-stage creative work in any field, letting everyone own a share in the upside they helped to create.
That was Amy Whitaker of New York University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.